Stuart.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm very good, thank you. Are you alright?
Yeah, that's very good. What have you been up to then?
What?
Just, I don't know, make a small talk. That's what you do on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. How's your weekend been?
It's quite good. I took my American guest to a festival.
What, this weekend?
Yeah, it's good. The Royal Horticultural Society were having a taste of autumn. I took her to Apple Day.
Right.
It was really good.
Who's your guest?
Oh, yeah, my friend came over from Houston in the USA.
All right, is she a love interest?
Nah, just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's a colleague, really, work with her.
She's not one of those friends that you just call on from time to time?
No, she's fat.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, no, I took her down the festival. It was good. I picked her up from a hotel on the tandem. Went down to
on the what?
On the tandem. It wasn't far. It was only about 8 miles away, so we cycled that.
But you've got a tandem bike, have you?
I've got two.
Oh, okay.
Right. Did you think she needed the exercise?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I took her down. She was playing a PlayStation or something. She was playing a wrestling game, I can't remember. She's a wrestling fan or something, I don't know. And she's always going on about Y2J this and Chris Jericho that and Benoit Funk the other and all that. I don't know. I'm more of a Tugboat fan, that sort of era. Coco Beware, etc.
I freely admit at this point to being lost.
I refer to it as WWF wrestling. She says WWE. I think there was a court injunction somewhere along the lines with the World Wide Fund for Nature. But anyway, I took her down Apple Day. There was Apple Day was featuring special guest star TV's Blue Peters and Duncan Dare's fame, Peter Duncan.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was good. He was down there. I thought I'd love it. I think she might have been under the impression that she was going to see the American singer-songwriter Fiona Apple. But I let her believe that, so she came.
Right. Whereas all she did see was what? Just a load of apples?
Well, it's not just a load of apples. It's got all your... It's a cornucopia of all the apple and apple derivatives, such as pickles, chutneys, preservatives, sweet, in your savouries. And you've got your sweet, you've got conserves and jams. Then you've got your major apple fluids, like juice, cider, mulled cider, vinegar to a lesser extent.
There's no bread there, is there?
No, well, steer clear of that, mate. They did have sort of miniature breadsticks which you could dip into the chutney, though. But I think I'll let that slide.
Where was this?
This is just in the Royal Horticultural Society. You know the sort of places where you could see, like, Rick Stein, I don't know, sitting in a barrow, eating a Barnsley chop on the TV. All that sort of nonsense, yeah, and it was good. And but we didn't get around much of it, because... She said she was tired. I did all the pedalling on the way there. I don't know what she's complaining about. Anyway.
She was tired.
Yeah, so it was good. It weren't just apples, there were like talks on things like how the modern day apple is a bit sweeter than they used to be. Talks on the coppice versus the pollard. They're both pruning methods.
Did you take her to these talks as well?
Yeah, well, I got in a bit of an argument with Peter Duncan. He was claiming he invented Pizza Hut salad bar. So, anyway, we had to leave.
What?
I think I'd drunk quite a lot of mulled cider by that point.
And your argument with him was over the salad bar at Pizza Hut?
Yeah, he was... Well, I was led to believe he had invented the salad bar at Pizza Hut. That's patently ridiculous.
Peter Duncan?
Exactly. You can see why we came to blows. Anyway, we cycled home. I'm going to take my leisure centre's got a USA-style wrestling bout on next weekend, so I might take her to that.
At your local leisure centre?
Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Stuart. Sounds like you've now found a perfect replacement for Chopper. I listened to him all day.
I've listened to him all day as well.
Yeah. Have I really just had a 5-minute conversation about an apple festival?
Yeah.
Right.
That also included tandems. Rick Stein.
And the fact that Peter Duncan off of Blue Peter claims to have invented the salad bar at Pizza Hut. What the heck? A lot of people are like, what was that? I don't know. Yeah, like, you can't plan what he's going to say. He's just, he just talks. And for some reason, his turn of phrase is amusing. I don't know what that was on about at all. I've got no idea what it was.
Everybody should stop driving before we talk to him, because there are too many people in tears and nearly crashing every time you get him on.
It's just a kind of noise, but it's a funny noise. And he's made a lot of people's days on the text. People saying, I had a rubbish Monday. Stuart has really cheered me up. Keep him on all the time. I think we need to call him regularly, because he's always top quality. Scott Mills till 7 on Radio 1, then you've got Zane Lowe.